Hi, this is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room. Recently, I read a book written way back in 1923. There's something special about older books that give you a new perspective on life today. Before I finished the first page, the author hooked me with a question that I've thought about again and again over the last few months. The answer to the question reveals one of the indicators of our need for spiritual awakening. Here's the question that caught my attention. Is your Christianity worth sharing? When I first read this, I thought, of course Christianity is worth sharing. Jesus is the only hope for the lost. Only through faith in Christ can a person have their sins forgiven and receive eternal life. But that's not the question. It's not, is Christianity worth sharing, but is your Christianity worth sharing? In another word, is the Christian life that you're living right now worth sharing with your neighbor and the rest of the world? Are you living the abundant life Jesus so freely promised in John 10:10, or is your walk with God missing something? Our Christian life is often like that guy who invites you to a presentation on how to make millions. He believes in the company. He believes you can be rich working their system, but he's not making any money. He's like that person driving the broken-down car that's in desperate need of some body work and a paint job with a decal splashed across the rear window that says, "Follow me to success." Could it be that our Christianity isn't worth sharing? Maybe we don't mention the name of Christ because we lack the life to back up what we say. Many churches are working hard to provide better programs and upgraded facilities and smoother running services. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of these, but if the average guy sitting in the congregation isn't living the Christian life worth sharing, it may be a waste of time. Every person who had an encounter with Jesus couldn't help but share what he'd experienced. In John 9, Jesus heals a blind man who had been blind from birth. The religious leaders began to quiz him on who Jesus was, and his answer was simple and yet so powerful. "One thing I know, once I was blind, now I can see." Maybe we have forgotten all Christ has done for us. Could it be the real reason we're not sharing our faith is not lack of training, but lack of living what we're proclaiming? The issue is not better training in evangelism. You can learn to share Christ in less than an hour. We don't need more effective evangelistic programs. We need more passion for our walk with God. Before we go and tell, we need to be living out what we're sharing. For many of us, we simply don't share the gospel because our Christianity isn't worth sharing. Over the past few months, I've asked myself this question again and again. Is my Christianity worth sharing? Am I living the life Christ promised so that my faith becomes evident to everyone around me? Is my Christianity worth sharing with my neighbor, co-worker, and the rest of the world? What about you? Is your Christianity worth sharing? Hi, this is Billy Taylor again. Thanks for listening. National Prayer Room is only made possible through the generous support of friends like you. If you'd like to help us encourage prayer and spiritual awakening, go to our website at www.nationalprayerroom.com.